Blackstone Audio presents Egypt, Volume 1, The Solitudes, by John Crowley. Read by John Crowley. Author's note. More even than most books are, this is a book made out of other books. The author wishes to acknowledge his profound debt to those authors whose books he has chiefly plundered, and to offer his apologies for the uses to which he has put their work. To Joseph Campbell, to Elizabeth L. Eisenstein, to Mircea Eliade, to Peter French, to Hans Jonas, to Frank E. and Fritzi P. Manuel, to Giorgio de Santayana, to Stephen Schoenbaum, to Wayne Schumacher, to Keith Thomas, to Lynn Thorndike, to D.P. Walker, and most of all to the late Dame Frances Yates, out of whose rich scholarship this fantasia on her themes has been largely quarried. I have also put to use the speculations of John Mitchell and Catherine Maltwood, Robert Graves, Lois Rose, and Richard Deacon. I have used the translations and notes to the Hermetica of Walter Scott and Gilbert P. Cunningham's translations of the Soledades of Luis de Góngora. But what follows is still a fiction, and the books that are mentioned, sought for, read, and quoted from within it must not be thought of as being any more real than the people and places, the cities, towns and roads, the figures of history, the stars, stones, and roses, which it also purports to contain. The Prologue in Heaven. There were angels in the glass, 2, 4, 6, many of them, each one shuffling into his place in line, like an alderman at the Lord Mayor's show. None was dressed in white. Some wore fillets or wreaths of flowers and green leaves.